Joining us now on Valley Edition is legendary Bay Area horse racing personality and broadcaster Sam Spear. Sam hosts a weekly horse racing show on San Francisco's KNBR and has been following the story of California Chrome very closely. Sam Spear, welcome to Valley Edition.
And welcome to you, Joe.
How special is this horse? The Kentucky Derby has been called the most exciting 2 minutes in racing, and it certainly lived up to that as Chrome pulled away from the rest of the field on Saturday. What makes him so special?
Well, there's a lot of things that make him special. He's modestly bred, and these two gentlemen that got into the sport of horse racing with a large group called Blinkers On. Then they decided to go on their own and purchase this mare for $8,000. The two owners are Steve Colburn and Perry Martin. And taking the mare down to Harris Ranch and breeding it to Lucky Pulpit for only $2,500. So their whole investment there was around $10,000. And they had a horse here at Golden Gate Fields with Steve Sherman, who's the son of the trainer of California Chrome, Art Sherman. So they said to Steve, you know, we think we got a pretty good one. We'd like to send it to L.A. So Steve said, well, you should send it to my father. So that's how Art Sherman got the horse. Now, Art, who I've known for some 36 years, is first was a jockey for quite a few years. He started his career as an exercise rider, and he rode as an exercise rider the legendary horse named Swaps, who was also a cowbred like California Chrome. And in 1955, Art Sherman got on the train, the boxcar on the train, with the legendary Swaps, and laid next to him with the hay. It took 4 days to get Swaps from California to Louisville for the 1955 Kentucky Derby, of which Swaps did win, with the Hall of Famer and the great jockey Bill Shoemaker. Art continued his career and eventually grew from being an exercise rider to being a full-time jockey. And he was a jockey for some 26 years, most of it here in obviously in California. And then when he retired from being a jockey, he took up to train, and he trained at Bay Meadows and in San Mateo and Golden Gate Fields in Berkeley. So Art Sherman I've known for all these years, and so then a few years ago he decided to cut back on the amount of horses he had and turn his stable in Northern California over to his son Steve Sherman, and then he went down south and had a few horses. He has about 18 horses right now, but he has this real special one that put him on the map. And why is it special? It's also special to California racing because this horse is a cowbred. And by winning the Kentucky Derby, is only the fourth winner from a cowbred to win the Kentucky Derby in 140 runnings. Most of the winners are from bred in Kentucky. So here is a gentleman at 77 years old, becoming the oldest trainer to ever saddle a winning horse in the Kentucky Derby by 1 year over another Hall of Famer, Charlie Whittingham. So Art, even when you chat with him, as I did last weekend after the Derby, the day after the Derby, he still can't believe this whole thing has happened. It is remarkable.
It is truly an amazing story, and the last California-bred horse to win the Derby was decidedly back in 1962, which also hailed from the San Joaquin Valley up at the Pope Ranch in Madera, as I understand it. I heard some people saying that the time was a little bit slow, but in the Derby this time, and maybe Chrome didn't go as fast as some people had expected, but does he still have what it takes in the Preakness to leave some in the tank?
Well, he does end up with a low buyer speed rating. Now, his win in the Santa Anita Derby, he had 107 speed rating, and his victory before that was a 108. Now, this came home with a speed rating of only 97, but there are explanations for why that happened. Number one, it's a very long day at Churchill Downs with an hour in between races. And in the case of the Kentucky Derby this year, there was a turf race prior to that. So there hadn't been a dirt race for over 2 hours before California Chrome ran. Now, often they put water on the track to keep it live. But in this case, because there was a turf race, they didn't want to put water on the dirt track. And they ended up having a track that was drier than normal when it had been sitting there for over 2 hours. about 2 hours and 40 minutes before the actual running of the Kentucky Derby. Another explanation about the slow buyer's figure is that the pace was at least 2 to 2.5 seconds slower than it had been in the previous few derbies. So they weren't going as fast on the front end, which actually set it up perfectly for Victor Espinosa, the jockey, who had won this race in 2002 on War Emblem. And he was in, and since he took over riding California Chrome, they have not lost. He's won 5 in a row as the jockey. So going, the key to the race was he was in the 5-hole position, and to break out and make sure he didn't just get in a speed duel, but make sure he didn't get in trouble going into that first turn with 19 horses. So he had them in a perfect position. As they go down the backstretch, he was on the outside, laying about third. Then he made his move on the far turn, turned into the lead, and exploded as he's done in his previous races, and had a 5-length lead. At that point, jockey Victor Espinosa realized he was home free, and he started to wrap up on the horse and eased up on the horse, so he wasn't going full tilt in the last 100 yards of the race. And I think that accounts for the slow time.
Here in Central California, everyone is buzzing about the story, just as if a local football player won the Super Bowl or something like that. But across the country, we're seeing a lot of interest in Chrome. It was the second largest crowd ever at the Kentucky Derby. Do you think this is a positive step? His story, this outsider coming from humble beginnings to win this most prestigious of all sporting events in the field, is it good for the sport, and how so?
Okay, number one, it's good for the sport. We believe it's good for the sport, and we're rooting for California Chrome because, being a cowbred, we hope it will revive interest in people getting back in the horse business of breeding horses and owning horses, because the horses are the stars. If you go see the Rockettes, you need a lot of dancers on the stage. What we need is more horses being bred so that we have fuller fields at the racetrack. And fuller fields means more betting. More betting means higher purses and a return on your investment in owning a horse. So certainly from the cowbred program, we were rooting for this horse that seems to be rather frequently fast, and that could he carry this speed to Churchill Downs and beat the Blue Bloods of Kentucky. So he did end up the favorite because he had won 4 in a row. Also, he has a very humble trainer who was very cooperative to the with the press throughout this whole ordeal thus far, and that just kind of adds that everybody kind of likes the story and is rooting for the owners. The owners themselves are very cowboyish. They're not sophisticated, long-time horse owners. They hadn't gone to the horse sales and hired some experts on the pedigree. So they're just very common people. And they, as I say, purchased this mare, went to Harris Ranch and bred to Lucky Pulpit, which, by the way, was for $2,500. It's since gone up to $12,005, and I imagine since Saturday it might have gone up a little bit more.
I can imagine so, and certainly everyone here is excited, and we talked to the folks out at the Harris Ranch in Coalinga and also over where California Chrome was foaled at the Harris River Farm in Sanger, California, on the Kings River bottom. They all said, we knew he was a special horse. We didn't exactly expect that he would one day win the California Derby, but that's our dream for all of these horses, the Kentucky Derby. Now, with it being 36 years since we had a last Triple Crown winner, obviously every time there's a Kentucky Derby winner, people look ahead. Is this a possible horse that could pull off the elusive Triple Crown? If that were in the cards, what does that mean for not only Chrome and cowbreds, but for racing in general? It has been so long since that's happened. Is that something that could really give racing a shot in the arm?
Well, number one, the most important thing is to win the second race, because then you have an opportunity to win the Triple Crown. So it's very important that all things go well. Now, Not as many horses will show up at Baltimore. In fact, there's a limit of 14 can enter as opposed to 20 in the Kentucky Derby. And it's a little shorter distance. So everything favors California Chrome in the Preakness. But as for the Belmont, that's a mile and a half. That's 3 weeks later. And that's three races in a very short period of time. Because the Derby on the 1st of May, and then the Preakness on the 17th, and then 3 weeks later, you got to go a mile and a half. So that's three grueling races, plus the races that California Chrome had run in prior. One of the things, Art Sherman being 77 years old and being around the great swaps and some outstanding trainers, one of the things he's done is his horse is well-conditioned. He raced, has a great foundation under him. He raced seven times as a two-year-old, winning three. So he has now 11 races. So he's well fit to take on a mile and a half. When you ask the question about is it good for racing, well, we definitely felt it was good for California racing, and then it's become a great story, and it's good for racing in general throughout the country. So the odds for California Chrome in the Preakness will be less than 5-2 of which he went off in the Derby, and he will be the everybody's choice, NBC and all of racing, because they want to see a horse that they think has a chance to go a mile and a half and win the Kentucky Derby. Now, if you just strictly went on the breeding, the sire had never won a race over 5.5 furlongs. So there's a lot of questions of whether this could be accomplished. But what we're hoping for is just the opportunity.
Well, it's a very exciting story and one that puts Central California on the national stage, and we will be following it as it continues. Sam Spear, our guest today on Valley Edition, a Bay Area horse racing personality and broadcaster. You can hear him weekly on San Francisco's KNBR. Sam, thank you so much for joining us today.
And thanks for having me, and have a great day.
You too. This is Valley Edition. We'll be right back.